This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus infection rate is surging in the U.S., and the nation's top infectious disease expert is pushing Americans to act with more urgency to protect themselves. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Tony Fauci says the worst is yet to come.
It is how we respond to that challenge that's going to determine what the ultimate endpoint is going to be.
As Fauci urged Americans to hunker down, the CDC's recommending gatherings of 50 or more people be canceled or postponed over the next 2 months. New York's school system, the nation's biggest, is shutting down. Still, President Trump says the nation has tremendous control over the virus's spread.
We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of the public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new virus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Some 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one underlying health condition, and 42% have two or more. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more information on the coronavirus, please visit us at voanews.com and search coronavirus or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Asian stock